Today's Minnesota Reads is made possible by the bookstore at Fitgers, a full-service book and toy store located on the bottom floor of Fitgers on Superior Street, online at fitgersbookstore.com. Art Colson joins us on the phone this morning. He's written a book called The Creator's Game, and it's about lacrosse. Art Colson joins us on the phone this morning. Hi, Art. Nice to have you with us.
Hi, Lisa. Great to be here.
I really enjoyed this book. It's a book written technically for young people, and yet I think everybody ought to read it, especially since lacrosse is growing in popularity in a lot of places around Minnesota.
It really is. It's the oldest game in America and the fastest growing game in America. So it's a great sport.
At the beginning of the book, we find that lacrosse, the creator's game, quote, is played for his amusement. That's the creator. Talk about that and about lacrosse is not only a game, but a spiritual ceremony.
Okay, well, you know, it's different nations have different teachings. I'm Cherokee from Oklahoma. The book, of course, is about a family who is Ojibwe from Minnesota. We have similar teachings about the game that that we play the game for a lot of different reasons. You play it, you know, we're told that we play it for the creator's amusement. It was a game that was given to first the animals and the birds, but then to people to play for the creator's amusement. We play it as a, you know, as a game. We play it for sport, but we also play it as part of, I'm now speaking about Cherokee people in particular, we play it as part of a religious ceremony that we do. Matter of fact, I'll be going to Oklahoma in 2 weeks to go down and play stickball, both for fun with my tribe. We have a men's game during our big holiday, and then I'll also play at a friend. We'll have a ceremony at his ceremonial grounds, and then we dance all night, and then we play lacrosse in the morning. So it's something that we do. And then we also play it for medicine reasons. So when we play the game in 2 weeks, the person who walks along the line who traditionally had been a medicine person will walk along and will check everybody's sticks and then will ask, are you playing the game for someone? And so you play the game as kind of a prayer for healing if somebody's sick or, you know, if somebody's having trouble in their lives. And so there's a lot of different reasons that we play the game. Play it for fun, but we also play it for more important reasons.
Now, there are a lot of, increasingly in college and in high school, and leagues that get together just for fun and play lacrosse, and it's completely, in the white culture, it's completely devoid of that spiritual aspect. Is that a problem for anybody?
You know, I have two answers for you on that. I wouldn't say it's devoid of the spiritual context, because if you ever go to a lacrosse game, you'll note that there are several things that follow from the old way of doing things. And one of them is that once the players are on the field, nobody else should be on the field. And that's because in, you know, traditional games, the field would be blessed. And so you'll see people walking around the field. You don't cut across the field. And the players sit on one side of the field and the spectators sit on the other. They don't sit on the same side as the players. Again, that's to keep the separation from the people who are playing. And in lacrosse, you're not supposed to talk back to the referee. You can ask the referee a question, and you know that's people don't always hold to that. But you can ask a respectful question. Now, why did you make that call? Because in the traditional way, the referee would have been a medicine person, so you wouldn't yell at him because you think he made a bad call.
So if, for example, hockey had evolved among Native people, it would perhaps be a vastly different game than it is today.
But the other part of it you asked about, you know, are there things that bother me? When I go to a lacrosse game and I see people fight, I don't like to see that. And that, I think, is, you know, showing disrespect to a game that we're supposed to be playing for a higher purpose. And so, you know, especially when I go to professional games here in St. Paul, the Minnesota Swarm have a professional team, and you'll see players fight every now and then. And I don't, that's not something I'm into, and I don't, you know, that's not something that I think that many Native people would condone, the fighting in the sport.
Art, this book is so, so rich, and it can be read on so many levels. And I started taking notes as I was reading it, and I realized that the story could be about lacrosse, or it could be about traditions that are handed down, or it could be about finding confidence, or it could be about not giving up, or it could be how loved ones are always with us. What do you think the book is about?
There's a line in there where Travis Skinaway is the young man who's at the center of the book, and Travis's grandmother says to him that, you know, dream time is as real as awake time. And I think that that's also a theme in the book for me. And you'll find that's a fairly common theme among Native people that, you know, when you're young, you're taught that your dream time is as real as awake time, and that what happens in your dreams is a dream. It's something that's just happening someplace else. And so that's kind of that underlying theme in the book, as well as Travis is talking to his grandfather. Is this a dream, or is this real?
Well, I have to tell you that if the book were a movie, there's a part in the movie, air quotes, where the audience would have been moved to tears. And, oh, yes, I was moved to tears. It's a wonderful book and art. Thanks so much for writing it and for joining us today.
Well, thank you for having me on.
Art Colson is the author of a wonderful book called The Creator's Game, and it's about the game of lacrosse and, as we mentioned, about all kinds of other things as well. Minnesota Reads is produced at KUMD with funding provided in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and also by the bookstore at Fitgers, a full-service book and toy store located on the bottom floor of Fitgers on Superior Street, online at fitgersbookstore.com.